At least 5 police officers have been killed in the latest violence of a deadly gang war that is gripping Ecuador. On Tuesday, explosive devices went off in the port city of Guayaquil and in the city of Esmeraldas, including an attack on a health center. Officials blamed organized crime for the attacks as retaliation for the transfer of hundreds of gang members from violent and overcrowded prisons to other detention centers. The gang members opposed the transfers. In a video published on social media, several prison guards appear to have been taken as hostages. The men were seen with explosives tied to their bodies. Heavily armed gang members declared war against the government from inside the prison.
If you don't return our people to the pavilion, we will start bombing bus stations, bridges, wherever there are innocent people, and you will be responsible for their deaths.
In response, President Guillermo Lasso has declared a 45-days-long state of emergency in 2 provinces, with a curfew at 9 p.m. every night.
These sabotage and terrorism acts are a declaration of war against the rule of law. We will not allow it.
Earlier this week, 2 headless bodies were left dangling from a pedestrian bridge. Control of the lucrative cocaine market is fueling much of the violent gang warfare. In recent years, Ecuador has increasingly become a transit point for drugs destined to the United States and Europe, which has brought an escalation of violence in cities like Guayaquil as state forces try to stop criminal organizations linked to the international drug cartels. Some analysts say the government is losing control of entire provinces in a country that had never seen this level of violence before.
Impunity is growing, and criminal organizations feel much more emboldened to display their violent rituals because they know they will likely not be arrested, or if they are arrested, they will not be prosecuted.
Police have arrested at least 28 people in response to this week's attacks and seized thousands of explosives. This year, Ecuador forces have confiscated record amounts of cocaine and arrested hundreds of alleged gang members, but their operations have done little to bring relief to areas now dominated by fear. Alessandro Ampietti, Al Jazeera,